Welcome to Voices Podcast, where we amplify critical conversations shaping the global African diaspora. I'm your host, Aisha Moyo, and today we're diving into a topic that could reshape the lives of thousands of expatriates, especially those considering a move to Panama. With the Trump administration back in office, U.S.-Panama relations have entered a new contentious phase. From high-stakes diplomatic tensions to economic and immigration shifts, we'll explore what these changes mean for Americans already living in Panama and those planning to expatriate. Let's break it all down. The diplomatic relationship between the United States and Panama has entered a contentious phase following Donald Trump's return to the presidency in 2025. His inaugural address claiming the Panama Canal had been foolishly given to Panama and declaring "we're taking it back" sparked immediate pushback from Panamanian President José Raúl Mulino, who firmly asserted Panama's sovereignty over the waterway. Panama has made several conciliatory moves to ease tensions, including withdrawing from China's Belt and Road Initiative and allowing U.S. company BlackRock to take control of major ports previously operated by Hong Kong firms. The Panamanian government also hired AECOM, a U.S. engineering firm, to oversee a $4 billion commuter rail project that had previously interested Chinese companies. However, relations remain strained, particularly after a U.S. State Department announcement claiming Panama had agreed to waive canal transit fees for U.S. ships, which Panama quickly denied. In an unprecedented development, Panama agreed to serve as a host country for certain deported migrants from the U.S. Since late January 2025, U.S. immigration authorities have been sending individuals from countries like China, Afghanistan, and Iran to Panama because their home countries refuse to accept them back. Approximately 299 migrants arrived in Panama on U.S. flights during 1 week in February, held in an expanded camp in Darien province. For American expatriates in Panama, the diplomatic tensions have created a complex landscape, though core frameworks supporting expat life remain largely intact. Panama continues offering favorable visa programs, including the Friendly Nations visa requiring a $200,000 real estate investment and the popular Pensionado visa for retirees. The U.S.-Panama Trade Promotion Agreement ensures duty-free trade continues, while Panama's use of the U.S. dollar and territorial tax system remains advantageous for Americans. Significant tax developments are on the horizon for U.S. expats. The proposed Residence-Based Taxation for Americans Abroad Act could eliminate U.S. taxation of foreign income for qualifying non-resident Americans. Currently, expats can exclude up to $130,000 in foreign earned income for the 2025 tax year through the foreign earned income exclusion. The Trump administration has indicated support for reducing the tax burden on Americans overseas, though FATCA reporting requirements remain in force. Panama's banking sector continues implementing stronger compliance measures, partly due to pressure from the OECD to join the Common Reporting Standard. While major banks still work with U.S. expats, they require detailed documentation and source of funds verification. Americans must continue filing annual FBARS for foreign accounts exceeding $10,000. The economic relationship remains robust despite political tensions. U.S. exports to Panama reached $10.7 billion in 2024, spanning machinery, vehicles, refined oil, and food products. Panama serves as a regional financial center, with many U.S. banks and financial service providers operating there. The countries maintain a tax information exchange agreement and collaborate on combating money laundering. For the estimated 20,000 to 30,000 American expats in Panama, daily life continues largely unchanged. Business operations proceed normally, with some U.S. companies gaining new opportunities as Panama distances itself from Chinese investment. The Digital Nomad Visa Program, launched in 2021, remains available, allowing remote workers to stay up to 18 months with proof of $3,000 monthly income from foreign sources. Security cooperation between the U.S. and Panama remains strong, contributing to generally safe conditions for expats. The U.S. Embassy in Panama City provides regular consular services, though it has occasionally needed to clarify misinformation, as during the canal fee dispute, local American organizations like the American Society of Panama continue normal operations. Looking ahead, experts advise monitoring several key areas: potential escalation of canal disputes into economic measures, tax law changes as 2017 provisions sunset in 2025, evolving banking regulations, and any shift in local sentiment if bilateral relations deteriorate. The sunset of Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions could affect expats through changes to standard deductions, child tax credits, and tax brackets. Panama's strategic importance to U.S. interests suggests both governments will likely work to prevent serious damage to the relationship. The canal remains neutral and operational, with U.S. vessels accounting for approximately 74% of trade volume by origin or destination. Panama Canal Authority data shows toll increases in 2024 resulted from operational needs due to drought conditions rather than political factors. For Americans considering expatriation, 2025 presents favorable conditions despite the diplomatic tension. Property prices remain stable, offering value in popular expat locations like Panama City, Coronado, and Boquete. The Trump administration's domestic economic policies, including potential interest rate management, could help Americans accumulate funds needed for overseas investment. Immigration policies toward Americans remain welcoming, with no adverse changes targeting U.S. citizens' ability to reside or work in Panama. Tourist stays allow visits up to 180 days, while the Friendly Nations visa provides a path to permanent residency. The Pensionado visa continues offering lifetime residency to retirees with monthly pension income as low as $1,000, including legal discounts on healthcare, travel, utilities, and entertainment. The fundamentals of U.S.-Panama relations remain strong, built on over a century of connectivity and cooperation. While high-level diplomatic relations face challenges, the practical impact on American expatriates has been minimal. Both countries maintain their core agreements on trade, visas, and financial cooperation, suggesting the expatriate community can continue to thrive in Panama while monitoring developments in this evolving bilateral relationship. As we've explored, the landscape for American expatriates in Panama is evolving, but the fundamentals remain strong. Whether you're seeking new opportunities, a retirement haven, or a strategic investment destination, Panama continues to offer compelling advantages. However, staying informed is crucial, as diplomatic shifts, tax policies, and economic changes could impact your expatriation journey. Be sure to follow Voices Podcast on the Pan-Africa Network for more insights that matter. Until next time, stay connected, stay informed, and keep exploring your possibilities.